So my name's Helen. I am going to talk to you about softness, kindness, and utopia in electronics through the medium of some of my extremely strange makes. These are my details. They'll be up at the end as well. I do put a lot of my weird stuff on Twitter. I have a very, very shitty GitHub as well. But most of the time, everything I make here, if anybody wants to make a version, I will give you all the code and schematics. It might be doodles and rubbish code, but I will very happy to share anything. So if you nag me, I'll put it on my GitHub. All right, so softness. One of the things I do to make a living is I'm a writer. This is a still from my book, which is a children's book about electronics, and I teach electronics through the medium of craft. So things like making robotic dancing ladybirds that are origami. This is my favorite emoji made into a plushie. A sparkle heart, obviously, best emoji, maybe. A wearable multimeter for children, that kind of thing. So I teach the basics of electronics, but through sewing, through papercraft, through DIY robotics and that kind of thing. So that's where one of the things I'm known for in my softness is the craft-based electronics that I do. This is another one of the things. So this is not really, this is less, excuse me, getting comfortable on the bottom of the stage here. I'm probably completely out of focus, but never mind. And this is something I've recently been doing. I really like doing analog electronics through embroidery. It is slower than wiring, but when I'm teaching, slow is good. Okay, when you're teaching the basic concepts of a circuit and being able to see where your circuit is going solidifies that knowledge a lot more than just poking it into a breadboard. I find a surprising number of even graduate level students who don't actually know how a breadboard works. It's like a hidden mystery. So when I'm first starting, I do quite like to teach it through sewing. So this is a piece that I've literally just been experimenting with. I'm doing this as a workshop for Ableton, the Ableton Loop Festival later on. But if I will be running a free or cost of materials workshop to do this exact synth here as well, by the way. and let's see if that works. Oh, is that, there's no sound. Oh, there is. So this is a crackle box, which is like a 1960s design. For experimental electronics, but it's completely analog and completely embroidered. It's just one chip, a very old indestructible chip called an LM386, and two capacitors plus a little speaker. And it's completely embroidered using copper wire. And I did bring my two favorite types of conductive embroidery thread with me tonight if anybody would like to have a look at them. And you know you do. So they're in my pocket. So crafts. Teaching through softness. The other reason I like to teach through craft-based electronics is it's a little bit perverse, which makes me which makes me happy. You know, the idea of teaching what, as a woman in hardware, I've been in hardware for many, many years, and I'm often like in a minority in the room. So I get this kind of like perverse thrill from teaching a whole bunch of kids and a whole bunch of like graduate electronics students how to make electronics things by teaching them how to sew, because they're almost always really shit at sewing, so it's kind of funny. But it's really good. It's a good motor skill to have, right? It's actually similar. Like, I'd say that SMD soldering and embroidering conductor thread are probably about the same level of difficulty. Sewing is hard. It's a difficult skill. So I like teaching electronics through sewing. It's just funny to me, and it's beautiful as well, and I think it's kind of nice. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. This is another one of the soft electronic things. This is the only product I've ever made that's made it onto the shelves. So normally I just make projects, right? And this is the one that I made an actual product. It's got a barcode on and everything, and that's my hand on the box as well, which they photoshopped because I've got really wonky, burst-up maker hands. This is a DIY wearable gesture-controlled synthesizer that I made with Imogen Heap and P. Moroni, which is basically British Adafruit, I suppose. And I workshopped this with 50 girls in different schools, and I really liked it because often when you're teaching electronics to a class full of kids when they're in their teens, you'll see a gender divide. The kids who think it's for them and the kids who think it's not for them. And if you're teaching electronics and computing through the medium of what is traditionally termed a feminine activity, then you'll actually find that the girls have got an advantage and they suddenly start to take to it in a lot more wholesale. So anyway, this is one of the projects I did with soft electronics in schools. And now onwards from the craft-based things. These last three slides are just to say I've done a lot of stuff with material. I enjoy craft-based electronics, and that's the kind of thing I do. There's another side to my work. So I do a lot of stuff with these craft things and a lot of stuff with education. But I'd say that aside from that, my other big focus of work is I make music technology. I make experimental instruments and experimental hardware MIDI controllers, I guess, right? So the interfaces for these instruments. And I'll show you a couple of those, and then I'm going to show you how I've smushed these two areas of practice of mine together. What, about 8 minutes? All right, that's about right. So here's one of the instruments I've, why did I put this one first? Who knows? Well, let's go with it. So this is an instrument I've been working on recently. This is actually a flexible PCB that I'm attaching to a capacitive touch sensor. And this is going to be, it's in the process of being a vocoder, like a throat one vocoder, which is basically like an effects pedal, like a guitar effects pedal, but for your voice. But of course, with this is like, it's got a bunch of buttons, essentially, not buttons, they're capacitive touch inputs, right? But of course, you can't touch the buttons, and that's not very performative, is it? You're like just touching yourself in your throat. That's just like a weird interface. But I thought like it'd be cool to do swipes, so you could like put filter sweeps on by like swiping across your throat, and I thought that would look really cool on stage. So I have literally no idea why I put this slide here, but never mind. It's a flexible PCB, which is kind of soft, right? You know, it's not what you imagine. When you think of your PCB boards, I really like flex PCB as a medium. We've definitely got some here with us, so yeah, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here we go, weird. Next one. Okay, so this is what I really wanted to talk about, this series. This is a series of instruments that I've made in collaboration with my friend who's a composer called Andrew. These are a series of creatures. They are musical instruments, hardware, electronics, interfaces that have some kind of sense of personality. And I guess I'll play you the two that I've got videoed. So this is a sub-bass creature with two methods of modulation, long, and then wob wob. So that was the first one. Actually, that was the second one. But so that's the bass creature, and you can see that's actually based on a peacock spider. If you've ever seen one of those creatures, they kind of so that's the kind of concept of that. And then this next one is a lot gentler and a lot lighter, but it inhabits the same kind of like. Let's see if it plays. Oh, good. Okay. Creature number two. thank you. And off the strength of both of those creatures, I was offered an artist residency in Denmark, which was very painful for me because I'm a maker. I'm constantly making things. Lots of people tell me like how prolific I am, and I'm like, please, I'm lazy. Like, because I'm constantly want to do things with my hands, right? And I basically had to spend 2 months examining my work and examining the work of other people's, which by the end of it, I was just like, I just literally want to die. I hate myself so much. But it gave me the space to really examine my work and like look at why I'm creating these creatures and why it is that I have these two strains of my work that are quite separate, right? So I've made all these instruments, but I'm normally using metal with my instruments. But then actually what I make a lot of the time aside from that is soft things, soft circuits. So I started experimenting with the idea of combining those two areas of my practice. And I started thinking about these creatures more and more. Now, I've done a lot of stuff in both London and Berlin in the sound and noise, experimental music kind of scene. And you'll notice that unlike a lot of experimental instruments, both of my instruments are quite melodic, right? They're not crackly, they're not cheap. You know, I like the crackly, noisy, kind of, you know, good for you, but that's just not what I do. Like, I want to make things that are beautiful and touching and kind and sweet. And a lot of the people reacted to my instruments and said, well, you know, I really think they're beautiful, but they're so surprising. They look really menacing. And I thought, I think it's not menacing at all. So I started creating, like messing around with an idea of creating something that would look kind and melodic and beautiful. And these are two of the early prototypes for a human-sized, cephalopod-inspired musical instrument that I'm making. And this is the, and then, so this is, uh-oh. Oh no, that's fine, that can stay there. So this is embroidered with conductive thread down the middle. And this will be will have eight limbs. They'll actually be slightly longer than this. And then each of the eight limbs will trigger a different piece of an eight-part harmony. And then the head, this bit, was this like kind of like cloud-like thing with shafts of sunlight, aka brass rods coming over. They will modulate the sound. And the reason I brought this was because this was my prototype, and this was a technical prototype. I just wanted to see if the reading was different at the top than at the bottom, which it's not. But people really, really responded to this, I took this to a hacker conference in LA, and like everybody spent the whole time doing this to it, and it had no function. But it's just got the perfect shape to curl around your waist and give you a cuddle, right? And it turns out that I think hackers want cuddles. Like, I'm pretty sure that's not, hackers want cuddles. So I've made, basically, I saw the way that people reacted to it when it wasn't doing shit, right? And I was like, okay, I've got to make something beautiful and emotional about this, out of this. So I don't play it out loud because that's not what it's for. This is a personal, intimate experience. So what you do, I'll pass it around. Everybody can have a go. And you wrap it around you have to put it around your waist first. You cuddle it, you can put your head in, and then you put the headphones in and stroke it, and it reacts to your touch. So does someone want to try it? Yeah. One person come at the front to try it, who hasn't tried it before. And while I do that, I will pass it around, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. I think it's kind of nice. Give it a cuddle first.
Cuddle first?
Yeah, cuddle it first. And you just put it around. Yeah. So polite. Now put the headphones in while you stroke it.
Yeah, I'll face the... Oh, holy shit. Hello?
Do you like it?
It's a bit too present to my taste, but maybe that's just a volume question. But I like the shape.
Take it back to your seat and pass it around. It's just been washed as well, don't worry. No coronavirus. That was a bonus slide. All right, I've got 19 seconds left. So basically, my point, my whole That I just wanted to show the cuddleable creature. I've also got a bonus thing, which doesn't quite work because I haven't set it up again, but it's another soft circuit. It's this bad boy. And I know this is a different type of Valentine. You know, hackers want cuddles, but sometimes they just want to be told what to do. So I did bring this. My friend, who's a leather artist, made this glove for me, and I know I'm slightly over. I just want to put it on. No. It's also a musical instrument. It's a gesture-controlled musical instrument, which it. I'll make it work in a bit. But basically, my friend is an artist who does. She takes sounds and then bounces them off of the moon via a satellite in the Netherlands. I have weird friends. But I'm able to control the playback of a sound of a cello that's been bounced off of the moon with this. So hopefully I'll get that working later on tonight, but we'll see. It's quite good, isn't it? I used to use it. I did a series of gesture-controlled robot unicorns, and this was my leather one, so I could control my army of leather robot unicorns by doing this. Yeah. So that's me. And that's me if you want to, you know, start a war.